Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The thought process involves clearing your mind and your soul. So we can have a little exercise in that right now. Ladies of the day, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. Yes, your mind should be open and clear. Should be. That's the instrumental word there. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Hopefully we bring some enlightenment into your life. A couple of days ago, I was reading a story about the things to keep in mind when you buy an electric car or an electric vehicle, pickup trucks, that sort of thing that are around now. The sales of EVs have gone through the roof because of the price of gasoline. In the last month and a half or so, we were talking about the war in Ukraine. It's been going on for a little more than a month. And almost immediately after it started, the price of gasoline went bananas. And it still is. I got actually a tank full yesterday for $3.99. That's the cheapest it's been for a couple of months. And there are people who, it's $4 most everywhere except California, where it's $5 and approaching $6.
No, yep. It's been six. It's been $6.40. And this is, it's not just, I know it's easy to say it was the war and that didn't help, but the gas prices were really high before that too. And it's only made it worse. And I guess now Biden's saying he's going to start releasing a million barrels from the strategic reserves every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea. I mean, that's one thing that you can do temporarily, but he's already done that twice and it hasn't had much impact. So I don't.
Well, the market projections for this, though, are actually
going
I was
down.
Reading on Market Watch this morning. Even just the news of him releasing barrels brought down the crude oil prices. So,
well, what's really brought down oil prices? I think it's just the fact that they're locking down Shanghai is what really has brought down gas prices over the last week. Is that the future?
Why would that affect it?
Because of the use that China has for the energy markets. China's use is down, which means
Because of COVID there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. Well, back to the electric cars. The waiting line now, because they're not producing that many, they're touting it, but they're not ready to produce the electric vehicles in mass because they don't have the resources. They don't have the bad stuff to make batteries. They don't have a lot of stuff. So people are ordering electric vehicles thinking they're going to get them. Like all the ads for the major auto companies now have you buying them. Go to your dealer and order them and get the car you want. Well, that's because
for China.
Yeah, it's again.
And
back
for the fossil fuels business, by the way, I love that people always say get those electric vehicles, but the amount of fossil fuels that it takes to actually create the energy to charge those cars
up—it's a joke. It really is. People just are so—they fall into this sort of thing. And just listen, you do what you want to do. I have no interest in owning an electric car, no matter what.
I don't know how I ever could. I mean, I like the car I have, but how could I as an apartment dweller? How is everyone in New York City? I mean, I lived in New York for a long time. What are you going to do? People park their cars on the streets. Like, how is that even going to work?
Okay, so the creativity or the wonder of the human brain, especially American ingenuity, there's a new kind of oil that is made from algae. I don't know if you've seen this or not. There are different, we have, remember on the farm when I used to, you probably don't, Jay and Victoria, but Jennifer will remember when I had several seasons of taking oil from fryers. I'd go around to the restaurants in town.
French fryer.
And pick up the oil. Yeah, French fryer oil. And I made fuel
People
out of it.
People ran their cars on that. That was like a big thing. Mandy Moore was famous for having her car smell like French fries.
My tractor, we go down the road, everybody thought I was serving fish on the tractor. So, at any rate, there have been a lot of attempts over the years, and this is good. Scientists now looking at algae to create an oil that has, it's not perfect, but it's yet another thing. Yesterday, a jet flew, and I forget the airline, a 777 on not fossilized fuel. some kind of fuel, synthetic fuel. Now, I don't know if I want to be the first one to go up in a plane that's not using regular jet fuel, but it's they sort of done research, and they're combining a lot of vegetable oils into some kind of a fuel that'll be fuel efficient and also good for the planet. I think they're a long ways off, but it's interesting that there are airlines that are trying this sort of thing. And truck companies as well, trucking companies, they're getting slammed. Can you imagine being a trucker and an independent trucker at that and have a contract, let's say, that's good for a year with, for example, Amazon Prime? They don't have their own trucks. They're trying to find independent drivers to, just because they've grown so fast. They bought all these trailers, but they don't have any trucks because you can't manufacture trucks fast enough. It's the same thing in the truck business as it is in the car business. You can't buy them new. So the used truck market and the trucks that are being bought and used, in this case for Amazon, they're trying to find ways to, fuel up. If you're an independent guy and you based a contract with somebody for a year on $4 fuel and it's now $6, what do? You go out of business, actually, is what you do. Unless you can talk to people who, if they're smart enough to know that everybody's going to face the same problem, so you better deal with it. And that isn't the only thing. When you look at the prices, I was just looking at an overview. A friend of mine's a real estate dealer, and we were talking about this last night. We're talking about doing some stuff here in town, and he lives in the wintertime in Palm Springs, and he did come home, and he was talking about the way the neighborhoods, the cost of going, of trying to find a rental in that part of the world or any part of the world where there's a lot of population. I rented the same thing. So I didn't go to California this winter because it's too expensive. So he then was talking about, they did a survey. Apparently he works with Coldwell Banker, which is the biggest of the real estate franchises in the country. And they're talking about Tampa. Oh my God! Google it. What what people are paying for apartments, one bedroom, two bedroom apartments down there, in various neighborhoods, Northeast Tampa especially. I don't know what's going on in Tampa, but I know it's become the most expensive place to in terms of increase in rent.
Of Tom Brady and Gronk, right?
Well, I don't know. I was just looking at an ad for a studio apartment in a really, I worked down there for a while, so I know St. Petersburg, I know Clearwater, I know Tampa. And this is a lousy neighborhood that has a studio apartment for $1,300. I don't know, the wages in Tampa are not that good. $1,300 for
a... How many square feet is it?
Like 200.
Good grief.
No, it's got to be more than that.
Okay, you want to go check it out?
New York studio apartments are small, but they're bigger than 200 square feet. That's 20 by 10.
Rents in Tampa have gone up 28% in the last year. The average in single-family, like one-bedroom condo units to rent was $1,561 last year. It's $1,999 as of last month. That's the average. Now, that's a hell of an increase, 28% in 1 year. Wow. And again, what is there?
It's happening everywhere.
It's not that close to Orlando. It takes you 2 hours to drive there. I was there for Ken's daughter's Miss Florida competition. I haven't been in St. Petersburg for years. Matter of fact, all they do is bring back bad memories because that's where Charlotte died. And I'd forgotten about it until I drove over the bridge. And I guess I don't have a warm place in my heart for Tampa anyway. I didn't even before that. I never really enjoyed being there when I was working there. It stuck out as being someplace that nobody really wanted to go to. There were a lot of people living there, and but I use that as an example of how the rents are going up and who's going to be able to afford them. That's the question. I really think it'll all come out in the wash, I guess. Speaking of things that come out in the wash, NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei, is that how you pronounce the name? Vandehei, I think it is. Vandehei?
Sure.
He and the Russians came back to Earth this week, 355 consecutive days in space. The two, they were not getting along, apparently, so they decided to bring him back early.
Did you hear that story? Mm-hmm. They were back and forth about, there were two Russians. Though? What's that, Jen?
What was the problem? What was the juice?
The Russians and the Americans talking about Yugoslavia. I mean,
Ukraine.
You know, the Ukraine. Yeah, that was the problem. And they came back on a Russian spacecraft. They landed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday night. So you got to, and then they all went their separate ways. But that's another one. I mean, regardless of the Russians being involved with Ukraine, here we spend 50, every time we send somebody up, it's $53 million, the Russians charge us, to bring one person up to the space station. I don't even know who's up there now. But that's, you know, that's a whole different story about how bad leadership led to really bad decisions on this. The fact that we stopped the shuttle is cost us hundreds of billions of dollars because of just, we don't want to do this anymore. We're going to save money. So they ended up paying the Russians more money than what it cost us to keep them going. And why would we be supporting the Russians? Never mind what's going on in Ukraine. Why would we be giving $53 million to the Russians every time we send somebody up in space when we had our own fleet and we grounded it? Well, I mean, I don't even understand how these people
think. Well, didn't that kind of start because George Bush needed to pay for the Iraq war?
Yeah, right. That's exactly when the NASA budget got cut. Yeah. And Obama cut it more.
With the recession, sure, yeah.
Yeah. DJV download. The focus on the current latest one is songs that make me cry. And then we have the focus on Hilaria Baldwin and her foolishness with the seventh child. Boy, did I see a lot of people talking about that yesterday. What a big phony she is. Not that it wouldn't have been the case before, but...
I believe that Alec Baldwin came out and supported Will Smith, too. Did I see that? Did I dream that? I believe that is true.
I saw that, too.
I haven't seen that, but what did he say?
That he was with them.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I heard it really in passing, but I think that he came out with some message of support.
Yeah. All right, anyway, today's episode of the DJV program. Every day you can hear the whole show all day long if you want. At djvshow.com, the whole show, or you can get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Check that out. 18 after the hour.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like somebody hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30%, 20%, or 15% off on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now in the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay. Victoria here to bring you through our day. Jay has been scouring the social media. Are you affected? We were talking earlier, Jay, about Facebook and all of the anomalies that are faced, that are affected, or people affected, and businesses affected. Now they're trying to discredit certain candidates. Wasn't that the story, Victoria, with advertising that they're buying? They're trying to get TikTok.
Well, they hired a firm, like a black ops kind of firm, that basically goes out and discredits people, and they did that with TikTok because TikTok is their number one competition at Facebook.
So how much, that leads me to ask you, Jay, how much attention is paid in terms of social media to the things that are on TikTok, which is mostly all a video form of expression, is it not?
Yeah, well, a lot, because you can take whatever you're posting to TikTok and post it to your other social media platforms. So if you go to Instagram, you'll see not just the Instagram Reels, which an Instagram is owned by Meta, Facebook's parent company, but you'll see a lot of the TikTok logo because people are creating content on TikTok and then just using that content to post on the rest of their socials.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting to see how everything kind of overlaps there. And my comment was that if the Biden administration is serious, I think they are, I want to give them credit for that, to breaking up these big businesses, first place I'd go, we were talking about agriculture, which needs to have a real serious slap in the face when it comes to who's controlling our food supply. But the other thing is social media and how much Facebook controls. Instagram, what are the other companies that they control? They want to buy TikTok, but what else do they don't control Twitter, right?
No. Twitter is its own entity.
On its own.
I wouldn't count on seeing it broken up, though. As much as people like to talk about that, do you know how much money Facebook put into the last election? They are very powerful with donations. They set up a lot of offices for the Democrat Party that allowed them to collect and ballot harvest. I mean, they call him Zuck Bucks, basically, because he was so prominent and prevalent in the election.
And
so it's hard. You know, that's how big business stays around and stays afloat.
Well, that's Citizens United. That's
course,
the whole culprit
everywhere.
Right there. Yep. All right, Jay, what's the story about this homesick dog who was in and out of daycare, doggy daycare? I have one of those on my farm. What happened here?
Yeah, this dog, his name's Dexter, he escaped, and this happened in Kansas. His owner was in Las Vegas, and the owner got a notification from the Ring doorbell camera that somebody was at the front door. So he logs in, and he looks, and he sees it's his fur baby who escaped from daycare, ran 2 miles to get back home. There was a blizzard coming, so the owner was able to talk to the dog, keep him calm, keep him there, most importantly, until a friend was able to come and pick up the dog and then take it to their house.
That's
sweet. Poor dog, especially with the blizzard coming, this story could have ended.
Did you guys hear about the flamingo?
The
2 mile walk home? It could have been hit by a car. I mean, my God.
Yeah. So
what about the pink flamingo?
Did you hear about the flamingo who escaped the Kansas City Zoo in 2005, and they just found it in Texas this week?
How did they know one flamingo was the same as another flamingo?
It was tagged, or somehow they were able to. But they called him Pink Floyd, and he was spotted 17 years after he escaped the zoo.
Pink Floyd.
He went south for warm weather.
That's it. That's a good, not a bad idea, actually. 28 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she will seek to have Russia removed from the UN Human Rights Council. She's called the Kremlin's participation a farce during a press conference in Bucharest. Thomas Greenfield says she will bring the matter before the council on Wednesday as soon as she returns to New York. Her move comes as the world decried the reports of mass killings in Ukraine as a war crime. Images from Bucha showed mass graves, some of them shallow, with bodies strewn in the streets. The Kremlin dismissed the allegations as Ukrainian subterfuge, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used different words.
This is a war crime, he said, and it will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The translation by NBC News. The major indexes gained on Wall Street Monday with help from tech and comm stocks. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she will not seek a second term. Her successor will be picked next month. Lam's term has been marked by protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown on dissent, and a COVID wave that has overwhelmed the health system. Bird flu, having an effect on egg prices.
The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department made a big get in enforcing sanctions against Russia.
Today marks our task force's first seizure of an asset belonging to a sanctioned individual with close ties to the Russian regime. It will not be the last.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says federal agents with help from Spain seized a 254-foot yacht owned by Victor Fexelberg, who has been sanctioned since 2018. Tennessee lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal to outlaw how women can receive abortion pills. The proposal would bar a doctor or a pharmacy from mailing abortion pills to a patient. The bill would also ban schools from distributing the pills. It would require women to visit their doctors in person in order to have the pills prescribed. It is not clear whether Governor Bill Lee would support the measure. Listen to us anytime. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour. I'm Doug. Jennifer's here. Victoria's here. Jay's here, thankfully. So let's give you a shot in the arm as to, not literally, although some people are getting those COVID booster shots. Speaking of that, I've seen the Biden administration's info, this new COVID.gov website. You gone there, ladies? COVID.gov. Intended to be.
That surprise you. I have not. Have you?
I'm shocked. I just did now because I just saw this information here. It has all the info on vaccines and testing and masks. Wouldn't you think
it's about
2 years ago? Where have they been for 2 years? Hello?
Huh? I feel like this is not new. I almost thought we were back in
But time. Why now? I mean, this is the perfect example of government being out to lunch. This is, we're at the end of a two-year cycle. Why the heck didn't they do this
two years ago? I mean, I know no one wants to hear this, but, you know, there could be another surge in the fall, and that's kind of where the scientists are pointing. So I think this is actually a good thing because it's a one-stop shopping resource.
I don't disagree with that at all, Victoria. I just want to know where they've been for the last 2 years. Why didn't this get started when the Trump administration was in, or why didn't Biden walk through the door?
I honestly thought that this already existed.
I did too.
I think this did exist to some extent. So now when you go on the homepage, it's masks, vaccines, treatment, and testing. So it's all right there in one hub. In the past, every state had their own website that was dedicated to. However, some states didn't really take a hands-on approach to COVID, and other states did, and so every state was kind of left to do their own thing. I think this is better to have one central spot.
I don't disagree with any of that. It should have been done a long time ago. Monday morning quarterbacking being what it is. And now, there seems to be a problem with money. The money that the government has put forth to pay for vaccines is almost gone, and now there's a demand from some corners for COVID number four. And apparently there's no money to pay for it. Yeah. So where is that going to
Congress
leave?
They won't fund it anymore. So I don't know. I think it's dangerous.
Let's not say that. It's that they've tied things together with the
right. All these bills,
stuff.
The same old
Nobody's
stuff.
Nobody's capable of just voting on line items anymore. They always have to have these big omnibus bills, and that's hurting people. It's hurting multiple government departments. It's hurting a lot of people directly because Congress can't seem, or whoever is running things can't seem to figure out that we can do things one at a time. Not everything has to be attached as in a gotcha moment.
So has anybody done any deep dive into Evusheld? Is that how you pronounce it? Evusheld, which is supposedly this new drug that's being put forth to help those people who are at risk, serious risk, because their immune system is compromised. It's called Evusheld. I would have thought it would be called Evusheld, but apparently they left out the I. Doctors think that this is a good idea, but they don't know that much about it, so they're not prescribing it yet. And this is partially, again, back to, if you look at COVID.gov, you can find some info about it, and maybe this is part of the whole problem with not having money. That's why a lot of people haven't thought about it yet. Doctors are, though. So you got to wonder what's next. Is the federal government going to fund all of this stuff? The insurance companies don't usually fund things like this. They may pay for them, but they don't fund them. So what the heck? There are no more, in Massachusetts, there are no more mass vaccination or testing sites open. They've been shut down as of this week. So I wonder if that's where other states are going to go as well. Is that what are they doing in New Jersey, Victoria? Do you know?
They shut down all the major, all the mega sites for vaccines and testing and stuff. So now you can go into. I don't remember if it's CVS or if it's a combination of pharmacies, but the whole test and treat thing that Biden announced is you can go in and if you test positive in the pharmacy, then they give you the pills right away, the antiviral stuff.
Really? Do you pay for them, or is they paid for by government program?
I think they're covered, but you may have to present your insurance card, so eventually it might be billed to your insurance, but I think the insurance has to cover it if you get treatment.
Yeah. I did that with because I thought the first shots were free, and you didn't show anything. You just went in and got a shot. And then the last round,
I had to show my
insurance card. Yeah,
I had to show my insurance info for all three shots.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't book it without it, so for CVS. I didn't pay anything out of pocket, but eventually I guess they billed the insurance company.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. All right, speaking of drugs and testing and so forth and so on, the United States government, or I guess not just government workers, but workers in general working for public and private sector, have taken more drug tests since things, blew up with COVID. More positive drug tests. That means that people are on drugs. and they can't do, a lot of companies send you to Quest to get a drug test, right? And they, you go in and you test positive. So are they kind of weakening on their stance because they need workers?
That could be a good question, especially when it comes to marijuana, because marijuana, if even if it's not recreationally legal in your state, it's been decriminalized in so many states that it's not, you know, it, unless your company that you're applying for a job for, or if you're already there and they do random drug testing, unless they specifically say marijuana is cause for firing, I don't know how it's going to, you know, affect, but they found that it, it that marijuana was in more than 6 million urine tests. So that's, I mean, that that was an increase of almost 9%. And cocaine is back in a major way. And so, like, it's like the 80s again with cocaine. So that's up 5% just in the last year. So, I mean, you know, people are going out again and people have money. A lot. Look, people who did well during the pandemic did really well. Wealthy people got really wealthy, and the super poor got even worse. And so, and people in the middle class, if you were lucky enough to not have to commute and pay for gas and tolls and mass transit, then you saved a lot of money there too. No one went on vacation. Some people bought jewelry. Other people bought drugs. It's, you know, that's what happened. It was, it's very telling when you look back on these 2 years. I think they're going to be studied in classes for
also
a long time.
On the COVID front. There are a couple of studies out this week on what has happened to us as a people, and not only in America, but around the world. People are much more angry. People are much more distrustful. And
can we
so,
stop giving Will Smith a pass, though, because of COVID? I mean, that that's something that a lot, I've seen a lot on social media.
Huh?
Oh, well, you know, it's typical of what happened with COVID. It's like, okay, super wealthy celebrities in Hollywood did not have the same kind of stresses. And, you know, lockdown was a vacation for them. So to say that that's why Will Smith snapped is because of COVID.
Who's saying that? I haven't seen
that. Oh, a lot of people in social media. Yeah,
really?
A lot of people in social media. Absolutely.
Howard Stern said it was because of Trump.
Well, no, he's, that's not what he said.
I think there's just a lack of accountability across the board of anywhere anymore.
How do you mean, Jay?
Well, it doesn't matter who you are. You just can't be acting
you can do
a
what
certain
you want.
Way. Yeah, you just you shouldn't be acting a certain way. It doesn't matter. We all, everybody has something going on in their lives. Everyone has stresses. And it doesn't matter how famous you are or normal person or how much money you have or how little money. Everybody's dealing with something, but that doesn't give anyone a free pass.
And people are also more self-serving and selfish, I think, than they used to be. We've made everything about the me culture instead of about the we culture. And so everybody, you know, sets up their own little bubble. And I don't know if they realize what they do affects other people. I don't know if people have empathy anymore. I don't know. I mean, I know everybody's capable of having a bad day, and I'm not saying that this is Will Smith, but I think it's indicative of the need for instant gratification now in our society. And it only matters what I want to do right now in this moment.
Me, it's all about me. Me. Yeah. So hackers, Victoria, have stolen $600 million worth of crypto from some blockchain. It's a game, an online game called Axie Infinity. I don't know anything about that, but I saw this and thought, okay, now we're the big time. Crypto's hit the big time because people want to steal it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And apparently a lot of this is... what confuses me is... $600 million worth of cryptocurrency. How do they know that? How does anybody know what crypto is worth? I don't even, I tell you.
Well, based on the fake bank of fake money. How do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. And it's very complicated, but all the NFTs have now got their own thing. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Like, that's a really big one. And each image is an NFT, and there's a lot of money, and you can only buy it with a certain crypto coin, that ape coin that they have. That's an example of, like, one of a million now. And so, you know, if these platforms don't have the correct cybersecurity, and they're courting these types of computer literate people, Well, this is going to keep happening. If cybersecurity is everything, and when you invite in a large group of very digitally savvy people, you better have your butt covered, because these people are going to take advantage. Like this.
Figure it out. Yes, right. All right, from the sports desk, here's Biff Stefan with the latest from the NFL. Owners heard the complaints of the masses, and the overtime rules are changing to allow every team to have one possession before a winner is declared. Ben, I'm glad to see this. I was worried about this, weren't you?
I think that's actually
this
really
is
good
a really great. It's yeah. a really good thing.
Okay.
So otherwise, your game's determined by a coin toss, and that's not fair.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, so that fixes that problem. That's it. Everybody's going to be happy now.
Well, and this also, if you think about it, too, it opens up a whole lot of betting opportunities. Because if one,
that's
you
why
know,
they did it,
sports
then.
Betting is so big. Well, the NFL isn't necessarily benefiting from that. This is just the teams and the fans are furious that only one team gets a possession. The other team doesn't even get a chance to tie it up. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a ridiculous rule. Now, this is not going to happen in regular season games. This is only in playoff games where it's kind of more crucial.
Uh-huh. All right, y'all be happy to know that the Boston Red Stockings have announced games played at Fenway Park are going to be carbon neutral. I'm sure that'll happen at Dodger Stadium.
How is that
going
to be? How are they doing that?
How do they do that? Yeah. Well, I think they're dealing with a lot of different things, how they cook the hot dogs, much as anything else. The building itself. They've done this with a climate company called Aspiration. They're going to use a portion of ticket proceeds to purchase carbon offsets.
Oh, okay. And
so what they're going to do is
they're not really changing Fenway. They're just buying
they're taking the money.
Good yeah. carbon stuff elsewhere.
Right.
Got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. This is an old, you know, Fenway Park's the oldest of all
it's
of
old.
All.
Yeah.
110 years old, and nobody, every time there's a suggestion that they tear it down or build another one, it's like they burn the city down.
Yeah. You can't.
It'll fall down before they rebuild it or do anything with it, because the fans won't hear for it. They won't stand for it. Didn't that happen with Wrigley Stadium, too, though, in Chicago? I forgot what happened. They tried to tear it down. They didn't. I think I remember that. Correctly. All right, anyway, well, that's the story from Beantown at 48 past the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now he speaks Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And our tech guru is none other than Victoria Keelan. You can follow her at On Air Victoria. And it's a jam-packed week, Victoria. The top five stories start at number 5 with T-Mobile beginning their shutdown of the Sprint 3G network.
Yep. So this is like the merger that never ends. T-Mobile and Sprint have been going back and forth for what
can
feels like a decade.
Now?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, I actually forgot about that. Yeah, so this has been going on for a long time, and T-Mobile said this week that their shutdown of Sprint's 3G network is actually proceeding as planned. Sprint has not had their stuff together. T-Mobile, during this Sprint merger, which closed in 2020, they also acquired Dish, which is also part of this deal, acquired Boost Mobile in July of 2020 with the goal of making Dish and Sprint placed kind of like together in the, as the fourth wireless carrier. And so this whole thing has been a mess. And now T-Mobile has no choice but to ditch the 3G. As everyone knows, we're all in 5G land. And so T-Mobile has said they're moving forward. They're starting to migrate customers over from Sprint to T-Mobile. There will be hiccups. So if you are a Sprint or Boost Mobile customer and you're losing service, make sure you stay on top of it, and make sure you stay on top of your bill, because if you have outages or if you have days or maybe even weeks where you don't have service, which is unlikely to happen, but it could, then you want to make sure that, you know, you're staying on top of it so you're not getting billed for the service that you're not getting.
Don't like that. Number 4 on the list involves Apple Pay and Russia.
Yeah, so Apple Pay this week no longer is supporting the Russian card payment system Mir, which closes a loophole that lets Russians continue to use the service amid these economic sanctions that have been put on the rest of the country. Apple also noted this week that any Mir cards previously added to Apple Pay will also stop working by the end of this week. And so Mir is owned by the Central Bank of Russia, was established in response to the economic sanctions that was put on Russia after it annexed Crimea in 2014. So essentially, this is an entire system that's been designed to skirt sanctions. And so now Apple Pay and Google Pay jumped on this as well, saying, okay, we are moving completely away from this, and now Visa and MasterCard have also backed out. They've suspended all their operations in Russia. It's getting to be crunch time for anyone in Russia trying to use a credit card.
We reviewed the top five tech stories of the week at number three, Victoria. I've gotten this before where you get a spam message, and it's coming from your own phone number. That's super confusing. What does it mean?
Yeah, so this is like the next level of spam texting. They call it smishing. It's SMS phishing, smishing. And so, I've been smished too. So this is the next level. Normally you get a phone call or you get a text from a number that like kind of starts out looking like yours and then the last four digits or two digits are off. This is now the next level where from Verizon and AT&T, people have reported getting text messages from themselves. And when you click on the link of whatever is texted to you, it actually when you look to see who it's really coming from, it goes right into your own phone book, which is really eerie. So if Verizon says they're working on it, but they don't know how to, basically they've admitted they don't know how to fix this problem yet. AT&T is also trying to work on this. This is just, you know, when you spoof a number, your own number, it is really hard to report that to the FCC because it's your own number. So you're kind of telling on yourself. And what's the answer? Do you get a new phone number? No one wants to change numbers, right? We carry them with us now forever. So it's been a really big issue, and it's only getting worse. If you are inundated with this, you can actually forward, and the U.S., the government is actually encouraging people to do this, forward those spam texts to spam, which is 7726.
Number two on the list of the top five tech stories, Facebook apparently going after TikTok with is the anti-TikTok campaign. What happened there?
Well, this is what happens when Facebook gets threatened, right? When Instagram was brand new and taking all the young people from Facebook, Facebook decided, well, we're just going to have to buy Instagram. And Mark Zuckerberg lost his mind over the possibility that he would not be able to buy Instagram, so he did. Now TikTok is the next big threat. So they've hired this firm called Targeted Victory, which is actually a company that GOP fundraisers have used for opposition research and things like that. So they hired them to do this smear campaign on TikTok, and they got busted big time this week, and I don't think it affected any of the users on TikTok.
Can't buy them, destroy them. All right, number one on the list, no surprise, big warning for Americans to look out for Russian hackers.
Yeah, the U.S. government this week is wary about the possibility of a Russian cyber attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, along with private businesses. This is not just our infrastructure and pipelines. Everyone needs to be on high alert. If you own a small business, large company, corporation, whatever, beef up your cybersecurity.
Use our hashtag Tech Talk. Follow all the latest stories and follow us at DJV Show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.